It is a joy to be with you and to share something of the work in Uganda. I appreciate the opportunity from your minister in the session here to come along tonight. It's nice to be able to present the work in a different nation and through this means that we have this evening. And I pray the Lord will meet with us in a very powerful way. As the Reverend Porter has mentioned, there is a DVD presentation that outlines really a lot of the work that takes place in Emmanuel Christian School in Uganda. I'll not say so much about that just now, but it will give you an idea, an overview of the work. I had opportunity to be out there so a couple of years ago now. We had gone out to interview some teachers for the Christian school that's there, and being there gives you a greater insight to what it's really like and what life is like for the missionaries and for the boys and girls. The video will help you immensely. Since we can't travel there at this time, we can bring Uganda to us via these electronic means. And we do pray the Lord will bless his word to our hearts tonight and bless that video presentation to us as well. Just to give a little background, let me say a word of thanks to you for your practical support of the work in Uganda, and indeed all of our mission work across the world. We appreciate the support of the Lord's people all across the country, for your prayerful support especially, remembering the missionaries at the throne of grace, the various works that we have involvement in. Without the prayer support of God's people, what has been accomplished could never have been accomplished. And therefore, we thank you sincerely in the Saviour's name for praying for us and for the practical support, for the offerings and the gifts that come in, the covenant support, the sponsorship for the children in the school. All of that has been vital for us as we have seen that work go forward in the days to come. Since we took that school over a number of years ago, there has been a lot of capital expense, just bringing the buildings up to scratch, and you'll see some of that tonight as well. And that has taken a considerable amount of money, and the Lord has always met the need. And sometimes at mission board level, we are just amazed at how the necessary funds become available at the time when they are most needed. And we're thankful to the Lord. We're thankful to the Lord's people for their giving and their generosity to the Lord's work. In mission board, we have a number of subcommittees that look after various aspects of the work, and then they report back to the main board. There is a Uganda Oversight Subcommittee, and I serve on that. The Reverend David McMillan is the chairman of that, and we appreciate the work of that committee and the Lord's servant and the work that he puts into that month by month. We deal with all the practical issues as they arise throughout the month, and then every mission board meeting, which is once a month also, we bring a report from the Uganda Oversight Subcommittee. We bring a report from that committee to the main mission board. And that helps with the ongoing work of the school there and the work of our missionaries. Our great need right now is to have missionaries on the ground. They have a lockdown situation in Uganda at this time also. The school is just starting to reopen with some classes, especially classes where young people are preparing for exams. Those classes are now starting to reopen again, and we're very hopeful that in the weeks to come, the other classes will be able to recommence as well. Teachers then will come back in to class and teach in person. But we need a minister. We need a man of God to go out and spearhead the work. There is a school and a church, and at this present time, we haven't a minister to be there on the ground. We have been supplying the pulpit via Zoom, and the Reverend Gordon Ferguson each Lord's Day morning has been preaching to the congregation there via Zoom. I had opportunity to do that in the month of January. I think it was the first Lord's Day of the year, linked up with a Zoom connection for the morning service and preached. There's an interpreter, so I'm preaching in my home in Oma, and he is interpreting that in Uganda. And the congregation see it on a screen through a projector, and they're able to be part of that service. The prayer meeting follows a similar routine on the Wednesday afternoon. A smaller number there, but some very faithful people gathering for the prayer time, and someone here on this side preaches and brings the word, and then they have their own time of prayer. But it would be tremendous if the Lord would lay upon the heart of some young man or some older man and some family and burden them to go to Uganda and pick up that work and do a mighty work for God in these days. But tonight our focus really is upon the children and upon the school, And with that in mind, I want you to turn to Psalm 78 with me. A very relevant psalm, and we're going to read the first 8 or 9 verses of it together. Psalm 78 and verse 1. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength, and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Amen. We'll finish there at verse 9, and we pray the Lord will bless his word to our hearts for Jesus' sake. The title of this psalm is very appropriate when we think of the matter of young people and the issue of instructing them in the things of God. The title, you'll notice in your Bible, is Maskil of Asaph. The word maskil there relates to instruction, and therefore this was a psalm of instruction, a psalm of Asaph to give instruction. And when you work through the various verses in the psalm, you'll understand that theme of instruction and instruction in the things of God. And of course, that's the whole purpose of the missionary endeavor in Uganda. It is to give instruction, and instruction especially to boys and girls when we're thinking of the school, and to young people. We have a primary school and a smaller secondary school, but the primary focus of that is to give instruction to those young people. Instruction for the future, instruction for their lives, instruction in the various matters of education that they need, but primarily instruction in regard to spiritual things. That's the burden of our hearts. That's why we're involved in that work at all. That's why we have missionaries on the ground, and that's why we seek to see that work make progress in the days to come. Our burden is to instruct boys and girls, Ugandans, in the things of the Lord. We often wonder, how could we ever reach a land like Uganda? How could we ever reach these far-off places? Well, the ideal way would be to see boys and girls saved, see them grow up, establish Christian homes and Christian families, and from there the gospel would spread, and the Lord would raise up ministers and pastors and teachers and Sunday school teachers and elders and deacons out of their own families and out of the congregation there in Uganda. That would be the tremendous aim, the tremendous burden of our hearts, to see the Lord work powerfully in the rising generation, not forgetting the older people, but it has a very young population, and the Lord working mightily in their hearts, bringing them to faith in Christ, and them in turn taking the gospel with them to other parts of the nation. So this psalm has to do with the instruction of children, the instruction of children in the things of God. And that's what I want to draw your attention to very briefly tonight before we come and look at the DVD. You'll notice in these verses that we have read, verses 1 through to 9, we think of the message that the children were to be instructed in. We're told there in verse 2, I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. He talks in the next verse about the law in Israel. And the language in those verses, that reference to the law in Israel, is a reference, of course, to the books of the law, the books of Moses. It really is a statement that encompasses the Old Testament scriptures. And therefore, the message that we are to bring to boys and girls, the message we are to bring to adults also, is based upon the Word of God. That is to be our textbook. That's the primary purpose of our missionary endeavor, to bring to boys and girls, to bring to families in Uganda, the message of the Word of God. Notice how it's put there in verse 4, to show to them the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. The history and the power and the majesty of God, what God has done in history for the glory of His name and for the good of His own people. The message there, of course, encompasses those Old Testament types concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, the wonderful works that the Lord hath done. We know from Isaiah chapter 9 that Christ is the wonderful counselor. And we think of Psalm 119 that speaks of wondrous things out of God's law, pointing to us to the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And so the message that we desire to bring to those in Uganda is a Christ-centered message, message based upon the Word of God. I think of Deuteronomy chapter 6 and what the Lord spoke to Moses in that great chapter. And He tells him in verse 4 of Deuteronomy 6, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." What were they to teach? What were they to teach diligently? They were to teach these words, the Word of God, the Word that God had given, the Lord had commanded in that day. And the Lord says, "They shall be in your heart. And the words that are placed in your heart, which I have commanded you, you shall teach them diligently to your children." And so the burden of the Christian school there in Uganda is to bring to the attention of boys and girls and young people the glorious message of God's Word. Not just the message of salvation. Sometimes we feel that a Christian school, that's all it is there for, but in every subject, so that the young people would come to understand history in the light of God's Word. They'd come to understand geography and biology in the light of God's Word. They'd come to understand the sciences in the light of God's Word. And that their minds and young hearts, with all the impressions that are placed upon them by this world, their minds and young hearts would be impressed with the Word of God. We know from the New Testament that the Scriptures are able to make us wise unto salvation. And Timothy was taught the Scriptures from he was a child. And that word is very significant, and very, very young child, an infant, a babe, perhaps even still in the womb. Sometimes the word can be used of a child unborn still. And the thought is that Timothy was instructed in the things of God. And therefore the message that we endeavor to bring consistently in the work there in the Christian school is the Word of God. Notice the method that's referenced in this psalm as well. It says in verse 4, "We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of God." Then verse 5, at the end of that verse, that they should make them known to their children. There is to be a making known, or a showing, or a revealing of the Word of God, opening up the mind, opening up the understanding, depending upon the Spirit of God to do that, but taking up the Scriptures, taking up the things of God, and the practical aspect of what it means to live in obedience to God's Word, and showing that to young people there in that Christian school, that they would be well grounded, not only taught by precept as the Scriptures are opened and the classes are held and the teachers are there and they're bringing these matters to the attention of boys and girls, not just by precept but also by pattern or by example. Christian teachers living for God's glory, showing in their own behavior, their own way of teaching, the grace of God in their life, so boys and girls are not left with an example that says one thing but does something else. But there's a consistency between what has been taught and how the life has been lived. And therefore we can show the glories of the gospel. We can show the wonderful works that the Lord has done in our own heart, not just by what we say, but by how we live. And that's very important. It's very important, therefore, when we interview teachers for the school, that they have a testimony of saving grace. And that when they are observed as they're teaching, they display that testimony. And that we know that what is being taught there in all the various classes and under the superintendence of our missionaries there, that the gospel is being shown forth, the mighty works of God, the grace of God throughout history, and what God is able to do. You also have the motive. Why do we do this? Perhaps that's a question some people have. Why go to Uganda to run a Christian school? Why is there a school in Kenya? Why do we send missionaries across the world at all? Why do we take time to reach boys and girls that we have no other connection with? But the Lord providentially and in his good purposes has brought to our attention, opened up a door of opportunity. Why would we go to Uganda and invest time and effort and money in seeking to reach them? Well, notice verse 7 of our psalm, verse 6:2, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. That's our prayer. And I want to encourage you to pray for that tonight. That as you watch the DVD in a moment or two, the Lord will burden your heart for boys and girls and young people, that they would set their hope in God. We've had the privilege in recent times of hearing of a number who have come to Christ, and you'll hear that a little later tonight. We hear of the outreach that's taken place among the neighboring villages close to the school, our desire to reach out into the community with practical displays of Christianity and gospel literature that's now been printed in Ugandan and distributed with emergency aid fund and help that we're able to give during this time of pandemic, the gospel going forth, that they might put their hope in God and they might keep his commandments. We are thankful for the tokens of the Lord's mercy there, for souls that have been converted, for young people who have come to know and trust the Savior, for young men who express a desire to learn more, that they in turn might reach others with the gospel. And so the burden of the heart and the burden of the mission board is that we might see Ugandan people saved, that they in turn would reach their people with the gospel. And thank God tonight we have a little part in that. It is a privilege. I was thinking of this coming down tonight, coming down to Enniskillen here. A privilege to be able to have some part, even though we are thousands of miles away, to have some part in fulfilling the great commission that Christ has given, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And to think of this psalm and to look at little boys and girls and young people in Uganda and think that by the prayers of God's people in Northern Ireland and the practical support that is given, we are able to reach them with the gospel of saving grace. And isn't that the power of God unto salvation, to preach Christ crucified? And there's no telling, dear believer, there's no telling what God can do in that area of Uganda and send days of tremendous blessing and days of grace and power and turn the hearts of people away from their sinfulness unto Christ. God is able. And we are laborers together with him. You might never have opportunity to go, but you can, by your prayers, influence what happens in that place. The Lord has certainly opened for us a very effectual door. We are thankful for what the Lord has done. We're thankful for the foundation of that work that was laid and for how it has progressed in the years that have gone by. There is still much to do. We are waiting for registration for our primary school, waiting for registration in various aspects in regard to the secondary school and plans in regard to that. We have managed to acquire the land beside where the school property is, and you'll see that on the DVD. And there's much to do in regard to the buildings, much to do in regard to the outreach and opportunities that are there to reach into those communities with the message that Jesus saves. The shepherds received the word on the hills of Bethlehem that unto them that day in the city of David a Saviour had been born, who was Christ the Lord. And they went to see for themselves this wonderful thing that had come to pass. And they went to see the Saviour. And when they left again, they told others what they had seen, spread the news abroad that the Saviour had been born. And it's our privilege to tell that same news tonight. Whether it's in Northern Ireland, in Fermanagh or Tyrone or wherever, or Uganda, we have this tremendous privilege of telling needy souls of Christ, who is mighty to save. And I want to thank you again for your help with this, with your participation in this aspect of the Lord's work. We are laborers together with God. We may not all do the same thing, but we're all involved in the same work. And your prayers are vital to us. And your offerings and tithes and gifts that go to help this work are vital. You may think it's not very much that you can do, but little is much when God is in it. And I thank you sincerely in the Saviour's name and on behalf of the Uganda Oversight Subcommittee and the work in Uganda and the Emmanuel Christian School. I do say a sincere word of thanks to you in the Saviour's name for your help with all of this. And I pray the Lord will richly reward you and bless you tonight, even as you watch the DVD now. And it'll give you an insight as to what has been happening there in Uganda. And I pray the Lord will bless it to your heart. I do thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight and to present this work. May the Lord richly bless your heart and lay it upon your heart tonight for his own name's sake. I'll hand back to the Reverend Porter, and he'll introduce the DVD at this time.
I'd like to thank the Reverend Mercer for that word and that report that indeed encourages our heart and challenges our soul for the great need out there in the Christian school in Uganda and the missionary work concerned with that. So do pray much that God's hand of blessing will be upon the work out there. Now at this stage we're going to just show you the online video presentation of the work out there. We thank God for the technology we have, that you can see what's happening out there on the ground, and that the Lord will even bless you through that this evening. So we'll just hand over now to Nathan on the recording desk just to show that to you. Thank you.
One of the great pioneer missionaries to Uganda in the 19th century was the Scotchman Murdoch Mackay. The last article that he wrote before his sudden death was on the vital question of how is Africa to be evangelized. One answer to that vital question is to reach the children of that vast continent with the message of the gospel. And in recent years, the Lord has opened to us in the Mission Board a great door of opportunity to reach especially the children of Uganda with the message of the gospel. Uganda is a landlocked country with a tropical climate that sits right on the equator in East Africa. Winston Churchill described it as the Pearl of Africa. It is a very significant fact that Uganda has the world's youngest population, with 50% of its nearly 43 million citizens being under the age of 14. In 2014, a door opened for the Mission Board to take over the witness at the Emmanuel Mission Station. And the Lord's work there at Emmanuel includes the ministry of both the church and the Christian school. Our primary objective is to see a strong church established in the area, and the Emmanuel Church is a busy outreach centre. The main activities of the church are two Lord's Day services, an afternoon Sunday school, and a Sunday afternoon outreach in the local community. There is also a midweek prayer meeting and Bible study. It is our desire through all these activities that the souls of many Ugandans will be won to Christ and then develop spiritually in their walk with God. We have also a vision to see other churches and Sunday schools planted in the local area and throughout Uganda. In addition, we have a burden to train young Ugandans who have shown a desire to serve the Lord and to send them forth to preach the gospel. In 2019, a group of young people from our churches in Ballymoney and Macrofelt went out to Emmanuel to conduct a vacation Bible school. They had put a lot of effort into planning and preparation and also prayer for those meetings. And that prayer was answered in a tremendous way. The Lord came down. There was a real move of God in the school at that particular time. Every day children were being spoken to at the meetings as the Lord's servants presented the gospel. In total, 100 children were counselled for salvation. So this was a really special time of blessing at the Emmanuel School. The Emmanuel School was started in 2004 with just 16 children, but the Lord has blessed the work in a remarkable way, and now there is almost 400 children enrolled at the school. There are over 100 children in the nursery department, nearly 230 children in the primary school, and almost 60 young people in the secondary school. The mission station was officially reopened under the auspices of the Free Presbyterian Mission Society Africa at a special meeting on the 30th of April 2017. Shortly afterwards, the Mission Board was successful in obtaining NGO status in Uganda, which allows us to operate our own activities in the country. In answer to prayer, the Lord faithfully provided the missionary personnel needed for this work. Stephen and Ruth Miller went for 3 years and helped to establish the work on the ground. They have now returned to Northern Ireland. And we ask you to pray that the Lord will send another labourer to fill the vacant pulpit at Emmanuel. After 17 years of dedicated service in Kenya, Miss Noreen McAfee felt called to move to Emmanuel to take up the role of principal. Miss McAfee has a very heavy responsibility at Emmanuel, as she oversees the three departments of the school and also the work of our 32 members of staff.
It was very hard to leave Kenya, but I knew in my heart that the Lord was leading me to Uganda. I had already visited Emmanuel a couple of times, so I had some idea of the work that lay ahead. In some respects, school is school wherever you go, but of course, each situation is unique. You have new missionaries, new staff, new parents, and new pupils to meet. And the Lord has graciously added to each of these groups in the past few years. At Emmanuel, we largely follow the national curriculum for Uganda, which offers maths, English, science, RE and social studies at primary level. The secondary and social studies are then divided into individual subjects when the students move into the secondary department. A typical day starts with morning assembly at 7:30, and classes begin at 8 and run through until 4:30 when we have our afternoon assembly. It's a long day, but it's broken up with a cup of maize porridge at morning break, and some maize, beans and cabbage for lunch, with meat and fruit on certain days. The school feeding programme is a real lifeline for the children, since food is scarce in many homes. On Saturdays, we have morning lessons, and then some chores and sports sessions to enjoy. While most of our students are day scholars, we do have over 90 in the boarding department. They are mostly older children in the examination classes, but we also have some who come from a distance or from very difficult home situations. They stay with us throughout the term, and then we organise for them to go to a home for the holidays, even if that means giving support to the household. Most of our families can only afford a small contribution towards the cost of the child's education, and some can pay nothing at all. Many need assistance with items such as stationery, uniform and boarding supplies too, as we try to teach them some basic hygiene. Sickness is never far away, and often we have to step in to see that our children and others in the community get the medical care and attention they need. That is the reality of working in a poor and needy area. We are grateful to all who give us both prayerful and practical support. We really couldn't do it without you, and we trust that the Lord will reward you abundantly. We're also grateful to the Lord for His grace and mercy in every aspect of school life. We've already presented 3 classes for the primary leaving and O-level examinations, and we thank God for helping our candidates to pass well, some of them with distinction. The students have also done well in games, with some teams participating up to national level. We've been able to appoint head teachers for both the primary and secondary departments, and a social worker for our orphaned and vulnerable children's programme. We've also appointed a school management committee with representatives of the mission board, school staff, parents and local community. The primary school licensing process has been completed and we are awaiting final approval of our application for full registration. There is still much work to be done, but whatever has been accomplished is undoubtedly the Lord's doing, and it is marvellous in our eyes.
In order to meet the requirements of the education authorities in Uganda, a lot of work was required on the buildings to bring them up to standard. It was a great encouragement to the mission board when Mr. Andrew Foster heard the call to come over into Uganda and help us, and to devote his many building skills to further the work of the gospel there.
One of the biggest things that we had to do for the local government at the school was to update the toilet facilities, and it was quite a big undertaking, and so we ended up digging away down into the ground over 5 metres and creating about a 90,000 litre tank for the sewage. And there was a team who came out to help with that, and it was really important that they came. It really helped us and encouraged us, and it was great for camaraderie sense as well. That was probably one of the highlights of the 3 years, just to to work with the team from home, those who love the Lord and really want to see the Lord's work progress for His great name's sake. When I arrived, one of the first things that we did was renovate the old kitchen. Salonga, the cook, worked in terrible conditions. It was cooking over really a couple of open fires inside a decent-sized room. The kitchen now has a new roof, four stoves, tiled floor, somewhere for the chef to cut things and get the food ready. I'm pleased that we were able to do that, and the thing looks completely different now, and he really enjoys working in there, which is great. The water harvesting project was a big one, one that we really enjoyed. Previously, there was some guttering there and they were trying to collect some water, but really it wasn't maximising the potential that we had. And so we want to thank the churches, those that helped sponsor new tanks, and for those that even come out and helped me put the new guttering up. It's just a massive difference, and I hope the children will use it wisely, and yeah, it'll help support the water well that we have as well on site. Originally all the rubbish and waste on site was just been thrown into a hole in the ground, and so we decided that we would get something built that would burn all the rubbish off site that we needed to get rid of, basically. And yeah, it was a project that I enjoyed, and some of the children even helped me with it, which was really nice. As the school continues to grow, we do need more space. And one of the things that the mission board came up with was to buy a container. And so we have renovated one there recently. The container arrived bare shell. And from there, really, it was a matter of cutting windows and doors into it, putting the floor in, getting it all painted up. And then we made some shelving for it, something that would mean that we didn't have to put walls into it to divide it up, but would give us flexibility even for the future if we needed it for a different purpose. It is now four offices. It will look after Hannah and Noreen and the two head teachers that we have on site. And as the school grows, we need to develop and expand and solve some of the logistic problems that we do have there at school.
The amount of work that Andrew has completed over the last 3 years has been absolutely amazing. In addition to all of this work, a bore well was drilled at the school to provide clean drinking water for the staff and children. This meant that the children no longer had the long walk every day to the swamp to fill jerry cans, and they are now drinking clean water. These two factors have made a massive difference to their lives. A play park was also erected to give the children some recreational facilities at break times. As a result of the generosity of the Lord's people, from time to time, we're able to provide some special gifts for the children. These gifts include clothes, shoes and boots, sports equipment, and sports kits. As road conditions can often be difficult and treacherous, good and reliable vehicles are essential. Our first vehicle in Uganda was the second-hand Toyota Landy. It has served us well for a number of years, and Andrew has kept it in very good condition. But in 2019, it became evident to the board that an additional new vehicle was required. And through the generous giving of many believers, a new Toyota Hilux was purchased. To all who contributed so liberally to this appeal, we want to express our sincere thanks. There are two main villages in the area around the mission station. These are Nisalu and Chimbala, with a total of approximately 600 families. Most of these people are very poor, and we want to help them practically as much as possible. As a result of a missionary council project in 2019, a community bore well was provided for each of these villages. The wells were dedicated at special services that were used as a means of outreach to the local community. Another way that we have been able to give considerable help to these two communities is through support from the Mission Board's Emergency Aid Fund. On three separate occasions in 2020, through the coronavirus pandemic, food and other essential provisions has been given to help the families in these villages. A big challenge that we were presented with was to produce gospel literature in the Luganda language. Luganda is the main language spoken in the area around Emmanuel by approximately 8.5 million people. During the COVID lockdown, three of our secondary school teachers devoted a lot of time to translation work for us. They translated all five of the Mission Board's children's tracts, Dr. Alan Kearns' greatly used booklet, A New Beginning, and a new adult tract entitled Stop Trying to Save Yourself. This literature was printed for us by Pepper Collective and shipped by Every Home Crusade to Uganda. Every Home Crusade is also providing us with 5,000 copies of the Gospel of John in Uganda. This literature will be of great help to our missionaries in their outreach program in the local area. As you can see, a tremendous amount has been accomplished with your help and support in a very short space of time. And we want to take this opportunity to say a big thank you to everyone who has helped us to advance the cause of the gospel at Emmanuel. To those who have gone to supply the pulpit, and also those who have been part of the various work teams to install the solar power, to renovate the missionary accommodation, to build the toilet block, to help install the water harvesting, and who have been involved in installing the mains electric. Also to several of our churches that have financed various vital projects. We thank you all sincerely for labouring with us. Now, as we look to the future, we have a great vision. A vision to see every area of the work expanded and developed. Let me stress that we need your help as we seek to continue this great ministry in the future. First and foremost, we need your prayers. Let me ask you to pray for our missionaries and staff and for all that goes on at both the Emmanuel Church and school. Also pray for me as the chairman of the Ugandan Oversight Subcommittee and all the members of that committee who give so much of their time to labour, along with the board, to advance the Lord's work in Uganda. The work at Emmanuel is great. There is the supporting of our missionaries, overseeing all the activities of the church, the welfare of our 32 staff and almost 400 children, the management of the Ugandan NGO, and providing practical help for the local community. For all of these responsibilities and more, we need your earnest prayers for the Lord's direction and provision. Prayer cards are available. Please take one to remind you to pray for the work at Emmanuel. It takes approximately £1,000 a week to keep the Emmanuel School running. Therefore, we also earnestly appeal for your financial support. Gifts can be given through offerings at deputation meetings. Also, gifts can be sent directly to our Mission Board office. Flyers have been printed with all the details of where to send your donation. In addition, gifts can now be given by using the Donate button on the Mission Board website. One vital way that you can help to support the work of the school is through our child sponsorship program. It costs £120 per year to sponsor one child. Many individuals, churches, Sunday schools, children's meetings, youth fellowships, ladies' meetings, and even businesses are sponsoring children at Emmanuel. This sponsorship makes a massive difference to the lives of the children. An annual sponsorship newsletter is sent to all our sponsors to bring them updates of how their support has benefited the children. Because of your support, much has been done for the Lord in Uganda. The witness of a church is being maintained, a whole community is being evangelized and educated, gospel literature has been printed, facilities have been improved, the community has been supported. But much more remains to be done. Therefore, in closing, as you consider the work at Emmanuel, let me exhort you all, in the words of the Saviour, to lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Thank you for joining with us here tonight. Our prayer is the Lord has blessed you as you've listened to the video and have seen firsthand what is happening and what the Lord has done out there in Uganda and all the work in connection with the school. And the psalmist could say, the Lord have done great things for us, whereof we are glad. And we thank the Lord for his mercies and his blessings upon that school and upon all the labour of the mission board and all involved, and that God would just be pleased to richly bless all concerned in the days that lie ahead. So do remember this and do be much in prayer for it. Pray also for the need of a minister to go out there and to labour full time, and that God would send forth all our labours to that mission field. Remember also the tract work, the literature, as it would go out, that God would bless it and use it also to the saving of precious souls through the printed page, and that the Lord would meet every practical need, watch over the children, help them with all their academic studies as well, and lead them and guide them in the paths of the Lord. Most importantly of all, that they'd be saved early and young in life, and that they'd be blessed and guided in the ways of the Lord. So do remember this work, pray for it daily, and again, if you'd like to support it, even in a practical way, remember the offering tonight and just send that in to our treasurer, and just mark on it the Uganda School Appeal, and that will be sent forth then to help that work in due season. We'll just unite our hearts together in prayer. Again, thank you for joining with us tonight. Our prayer is the Lord will bless you wherever you are, that you'll know much of God's blessing and grace in your life day by day. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee, Lord, for thy presence with us this evening. We thank thee for helping thy servant in the bringing of thy word and the preaching of it and the report that has been given. We thank thee also, Lord, for what our eyes have seen and ears have heard by way of the video presentation. We thank thee, Lord, for thy hand of blessing upon the school in Uganda over these recent years. We pray especially, Lord, tonight for Sister Noreen. We thank thee for her. We pray that thou would bless her, keep her in good health and good strength. Give her great wisdom, Lord, as she oversees the work of the school. Do remember all the other members of staff as well. We thank the Lord for each one of them. We pray that thou wilt bless them, that thou wilt encourage them in this work. We thank thee for all the boys and girls that are associated with the school. We bring them before thee, each one. We pray for thy blessing upon them, that early in young life, each one of them will come to know and to trust the Lord as their Saviour. We pray that thou wilt bless them and guide them in the paths of the Lord. Help them also, Lord, with all their academic studies and all those practical matters concerned. We pray that thou would richly bless them and use them for the glory of the Lord. Again, Lord, we do pray for a need for a full-time missionary to go over there and to minister and to pastor the work. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt touch the heart of some brother, even regarding this matter, we pray. Lord, you've told us to pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest field. And we pray, O God, to this end, that thou wilt send forth others also to labor there, we pray. Remember Andrew Foster and his wife as well, the little one, Lord, bless them. Meet their every need, we pray. and that even soon in the will of the Lord, they too might be able to return to that land. We thank thee for this literature that has been printed, and we pray for thy blessing upon it. And we thank thee, Lord, that you have said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Father, we pray that as that literature would be distributed and spread out around the area, we pray that in it and through it all, that hearts will be spoken to and saved by the grace of God. Again, Lord, we thank thee for our mission board. Remember the Uganda subcommittee as well, and all their input, Lord, as they would oversee this work. Give them great wisdom, bless them and guide them and direct them, we pray. And Father, we pray that through their labors and their input as well, Lord, that work will go forward mightily and powerfully, even in the days that lie ahead. Take of our thanks for thy presence with us tonight. Do bless us, we pray, each one. Watch over us, O God, we pray, until we meet again around the word of God. For we do pray and we do ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen. Amen.